You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. All right, it was news yesterday that Churchill Downs has announced officially that it is going to shut down Arlington International Racecourse. Of course, that doesn't sit well with the Illinois Thoroughbred Horsemen's Association. The president is Mike Campbell, and he joins us now. Mike, welcome.
Thank you, Steve. Well, nice to talk to you.
I wanted to talk to you because let's talk specifically about Arlington in a second, but where does that leave thoroughbred racing in Illinois? Are there other spots?
There certainly are other locations. I mean, one can go to surrounding states. You can go to Minnesota. You can go to Ohio. You can go to Iowa. You can go to Kentucky. But that wasn't the intent of the legislation. The intent of the legislation was to build an industry right here that would proliferate horse racing and the agribusiness in Illinois.
And the gaming industry was going to go to, there's going to be a casino at Arlington, all of that. Churchill Downs was going to benefit from that. They had been fighting for that, and then all of a sudden they backed down. Why did they back down?
Well, we think that it was because they bought a majority stake in Rivers Casino, and then they reversed course. We've been lobbying for 20 years to just get on a level playing field with surrounding states. And then, so, and particularly the last 10 years, we were very aggressive and went through two gaming bills that were vetoed by Governor Quinn, only to get the last one signed by the governor, by Governor Pritzker, and then all of a sudden to be led to the altar and disappointed like this, you can imagine the disappointment.
Churchill Downs says that they will try to move their license elsewhere in the state. Do you buy it?
I don't buy it for a second. To move to some obscure location, they can divert all the bad press that they want to about this, but the reality of it is this, that it is not their license to move. That requires a racetrack. It requires a procedural effort at the Illinois Racing Commission. They would have to apply for that license. It would have to be granted them. No, it is not their license to move.
And the bad news then for all the people who work at Arlington and the horse racing industry is Churchill Downs could sell the property to another developer to keep racing there. But if they do that and a casino goes in there, that would draw away from gambling at the Rivers Casino. They don't want to do that, right? They don't want to share the pie.
It's clearly anti-competitive, and it's against the best interest of Illinois taxpayers. Carstangen says that he cares for us. You know, it's analogous to a landlord evicting tenants and saying he cares for them.
Right.
It's insulting to the men and women who get up each day and go to work at the track, not to mention for all the racetrack individuals that are on the front side.
Mike, I want to talk to you about those people, but first, it is in the interest of Churchill Downs to see it closed, right? I mean, you can see from a sort of Machiavellian business standpoint, they will benefit from their not being racing or gambling at Arlington and just at Rivers.
If it's about shareholder value, then perhaps you have a point of view. But that wasn't the legislative intent. The legislative intent was to offer them the experience of having gaming at the racetrack so that they could promote the agribusiness in Illinois and be on a level playing field with the rest of surrounding states.
All right, tell me about the people who are going to be left behind, the people who are working in the backtrack and elsewhere, because it's a way of life that will now be disappearing from Illinois.
I even think it's larger than that. Yes, the backstretch personnel, our hearts go out with them for them. They show up 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And I'm a part of this. I'm a trainer. I have a large staff, so I can speak well to that. But it's also all the people on the front side and all the support people and all the food and beverage people. It's all the people of Arlington Heights. It's the municipality that's going to be affected by this. All the jobs that are going to be lost. And all for the sake of rolling out more industrial or residential usage. So, listen, it's terribly disappointing to us. And we just hope that the governor has said some kind things lately about his support of the industry, and he has demonstrated that. And we would hope that at some point in time that the legislature takes a hard look at this and prevents the bulldozers from lining out outside a rolling road and rolling over the Arlington Park site, turf course, and grandstand.
Is that within their power? I mean, can they do that?
I think that a deal can be made, somehow to save some portion of that site for racing. There are many buyers out there that would love to have a piece of this and support racing, and including several owners that are currently involved that own racehorses at Arlington Park. we've got the infrastructure to be able to support a bid for Arlington Park and make it realistic and preserve racing at Arlington Park. Certainly could be accomplished.
Well, it's a special place, and I just hate to see it go, and hate to see that culture disappear. Mike Campbell is the president of the Illinois Thoroughbred Horsemen's Association. Mike, I wish you the best of luck.
Hey, listen, thank you, Steve. You know, we need to support the fans out there. If you care as a citizen, as a legislator, as a leadership in government, come on, step in, help us out here, and help us preserve this great thing. It's an international city with an international racetrack, and it's deserving of being of ongoing horse racing.
And it's important to point out there is one more season to go. I mean, there will be racing this summer.
There will be racing this summer, so that's the good news. Come out and enjoy it. Let's not make this the last season. Let's make this a something to look forward to for many years to come.
That's Mike Campbell. All right, let's check traffic and weather. Here's Mary.